It is the time of year for planning change of all sorts, perhaps even including a career change. But how can people make it happen when the excitement and the motivation of a new year has passed by? Joining me now is Liam Horan. He's the Managing Director of Sliabh Nua Careers, one of Ireland's leading career training companies. Good morning, Liam, and thank you for taking the call.
Thank you, Billy. Good morning to you.
Now, how many people would have, I'm kind of grasping and looking for a word to describe this. I mean, the unemployment situation is still not terribly good in this country. In fact, it's very bad down here in the southeast. So career change, is it on?
Yeah, people are still looking to get careers that they can enjoy working in. And in fact, one of the features of the downturn has been the amount of people who had career change forced upon them. And then decided, well, I'm going to change anyway, so perhaps this is the time to take a kind of a broader look at things and see what am I going to do for the next 10 years or the rest of my life, you know. So there's quite a lot of this. I mean, we would deal with people all the time who are in the throes of change or looking to change or considering change. So you have people, as I said, being forced upon by the economy, and also just because they want to do something that they enjoy more. A lot of people end up in careers based on a decision they made when they were 17 or 18 to go to college. And at various stages throughout their lives, they kind of query that decision and go into the kind of angst that careers can give you. And quite a few of those then will go and may change. And in fact, I would say, and this is not scientific, it's more based on kind of anecdotal, but the last 7 or 8 years have seen probably the greatest career changing ever seen in Ireland, probably, because if you look at your own friends, even the amount of people who were running a shop 10 years ago or working in a certain sector 10 years ago are now working in a different area is quite staggering. So it still goes on. When you're looking at career change, you must be mindful of the economy at some point, but you don't start from there, because if you start from there, you'll keep yourself, you know, you'll keep your horizons more limited than if you start with a blank canvas and have a broad look at it and then factor in the economy a little bit later on.
And isn't it the case that some people actually opt for a career change even though it will involve them earning less? They do it for their mental and psychological and spiritual well-being.
Absolutely. People come down off one ladder and start on a different ladder, often from the very bottom. One of the tricks in career change actually is when you're coming down the ladder to try and get out of the other ladder as a higher point as you can, but that's not always possible. I mean, I know, for example, somebody who was a bank manager for 25 years who took an internship after leaving the bank to upskill themselves in a certain area and to get back up on another career ladder again. And that's what they're doing now. So, yes, people sometimes prioritize career satisfaction, work environment, work-life balance, to use that modern phrase, things like that, family, hobbies, all sorts of things can get prioritized. But I suppose at the heart of it all is, what do you as somebody really enjoy doing? What are your skills? What are your hobbies? What are your interests? And something that people find hard to assess is sort of the whole area of behavioral characteristics. And by that I mean, are you the kind of person who likes to be front of house? Let's take a position like yours, a radio presenter. If you were the shy, retiring, behind the door type, you wouldn't be in this role you're in, or you wouldn't be happy in this role you're in. And you need to know exactly what, you know, are you customer facing? Are you administrative based? Are you 25 people a day you meet? Are you one person a day you meet? Do you like being an agent for accuracy or compliance in an organization? Or are you more creative? All of these things are things that people need to learn about themselves before they can affect a career change that will work for them.
Now, when it comes to the gender balance in this, well, when it comes to the differences, say, between men and women on the career change front, who is more likely to actually take the courage in their own hands and do this?
We find that there's about a 60-40 balance in favour of men. Mm-hmm. Which would have surprised me until I actually did a study of it last year of our client base. I had a kind of an instinctive view it was female based, but actually it turned out to be just about 60-40 male favoured. There may be deeper societal issues involved there as well too, in terms of, you know, women traditionally not being the career driven people, and that has changed a great deal in the last number of decades. You know, those factors may feed in as well. But, you know, we would always take it primarily from the, what is this, how is this person made up? What is their psychometric testing is a tool we would use to get to understand people, get to understand people's behavioural characteristics. And you'd be surprised the amount of people who are not set up to do a certain job, but are in there doing that job, you know. So getting to know what way you're set up, and that's not being good or bad, it's just the way you are. So, for example, as I said earlier on, people who are front-of-house based in their way of doing things should be in front of house roles, as opposed to people who are more administrative, back office type people. Something that listeners, if they're interested in exploring career change, should do is get friends to write down 6 words to describe them, and just start developing an understanding of how you are. You know, and that won't bring you all the way, but you'd be surprised what friends can say. They'd say, you know, I think you're very good at research. And it might be something you didn't realize yourself. I think you're very good people skills. I think you're very good writing skills. So you'd be surprised what people know about you that maybe you didn't know about yourself. And people, and particularly in the economy we're in now, people can force themselves to be reasonably content in a job, even though it's not really the job for them. So you need to go beyond that and see, can you explore deeper into yourself to see what way you're set up to work and what way you like working in the workplace.
And even if you never decide to actually make the career change, it's probably a very instructive exercise to get involved in, just to consider the actual issues involved.
Yes, and that's a prescient point, because a lot of people look over the cliff and then realize, oh, well, hold on, I can't really make the huge jump here I'd like to make, but I can tweak what I'm currently doing. I can go for a different type role in my current workplace. So getting to know yourself is invaluable in the workplace, regardless of whether you actually execute the big change. I have seen people move sections within companies and discover that sort of 3 doors down the corridor was a much better home for them than where they are right, than where they were before that. But it all starts with getting to know yourself. How do I like to behave in the workplace? You know, all those points I talked about earlier on. And if people want some information they can use on this, email us at getthatjob@sleenew@careers.com and just put the station name in the subject line. We'll send them some inventories they can work away with free of charge, and they can, you know, get to develop a language about themselves. Nearly all the work you will do in career change is done by yourself. People like us guide you to a certain extent, but it's a long, arduous process that you must commit to, and all sorts of factors will feed in, as I said, economy, family, location, your own personal tolerance of making a big change. All those sort of factors will feed in. So anybody who's on this first week of January looking at possible change needs to be prepared for, you know, a full commitment when you turn over that stone.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Lovely talking to you, Liam, and Happy New Year again. God bless
you. Thank you, Billy.
Bye-bye. That's Liam Horan, Managing Director of Slea Nua Careers.